Mom was a farm girl. Dad was a city boy. The war was over and they met in St. Louis. I was born in 1948 in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and grew up in Kennett, about an hour to the south. Dad was a radio announcer, and Mom worked for the welfare department. Job titles that, like my youth, vanished years ago. A little piece of shrapnel from the baby boom, I watched a lot of TV. In the early 50s, I sat 2 feet from the Motorola, staring at the Indian Head test pattern until the afternoon programming got underway. The spirit of Norman Rockwell hovered over me through a near-perfect childhood. The Beatles released I Want to Hold Your Hand in the United States just after Christmas in 1963, and it was a very big deal by February of 1964. It's hard to imagine a better time to be a high school sophomore. We weren't paying much attention to Vietnam yet. By the time I started college in the fall of 1966, getting and keeping a draft deferment was top of mind. I quickly switched my major from business to theater. Guys were coming back from Vietnam and bringing good drugs and great music, and protesting was catching on, even in the Midwest. I was part of the first draft lottery and drew number 210, just low enough to be dangerous. Following graduation in 1970, I goofed off all that summer before, and at my father's suggestion, I entered law school at the University of Missouri in Kansas City that fall. I attended classes and kept my deferment until Richard Nixon froze the draft. That was in December of 1970. At lottery number 195. I quit law school the following week, just before finals. In the spring of 1971, I went to work for the U.S. Postal Service as a postal inspector. After 3 months of training in D.C., I was sent to Pendleton, Oregon, where I audited small post offices in Oregon and Washington. I counted stamps and money orders for almost a year and investigated exploded rural mailboxes, a federal crime. Like law school, this is not what I had in mind. In early 1972, I returned to the Midwest and hung around Memphis for a few months before returning to Kennett in early that summer. In July, I started working at KBOA on the overnight shift and found my true calling. For the next dozen years, I spun records and emceed the Little Miss Christmas Bell pageant. In March of 1973, I met Barb at Tommy's North End Cafe and fell in love. We dated for 6 years and married in 1978. In June 1984, we moved to Jefferson City, Missouri to work for Learfield Communications. For the next 15 years or so, I handled affiliate relations for the company's various radio networks. When the internet came along, I got the bug and slowly started migrating in that direction. I retired from Learfield on December 31st, 2012.